sends you and his best to you. We just thank God and give him the honor for being the head of our life. Amen. Amen. We just thank him for what he is doing. We just thank him that God is good all the time. Come on, somebody. Are you going to celebrate with me, my God Almighty, on this first Sunday in January? Amen. My God. Somebody might well say, you know, you cannot believe that God bring you this far to leave you. Amen. Many people have not crossed over to see this year, but you have crossed over. Amen. You just need to thank God. Give God thanks for life. Give God the glory. Amen. For keeping you and sparing you. Amen. And you know, many of you made it by the skin of your teeth. Amen. Amen. And we just want to thank God for life, and we give him the glory not only here in the United States of America, but our brothers and sisters all over the world. They in the same boat with us. Amen. We all in it together. Amen. So we just thank God also. Amen. And we're just going to continue to celebrate him, because at the end of the day, I got a question. What do you have? Who do you have? Where are you going to turn? Amen. And that's who we turn to. We turn into our Lord and we turn to our Savior. Amen. And we just want to continue to lift him up in worship and just magnify his holy name. I'm telling you, I'm geared up. I'm already ready. Got a high level expectation. Amen. Not only that, ready to put my hands to work. Amen. To whatever God promised, whatever God says on this year, it will come to pass. Amen. I'm not trying to pull something from behind these past tense things that has been spoken. I want to reach towards the things of which of him. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that you're going to stop reaching for what is in the past and try to make it relevant into your present, but you're going to reach towards what is ahead of you, future, and make it a reality in your present. That means right now, today. Amen. Somebody need to give God a shout on that one as well. And we just want to keep on lifting him up. Amen. And just magnify his holy name, because God is holy. He is worthy to be holy. We just lift him up and adore him. Amen. Amen. Listen, I need two individuals. Go ahead and press one before we go ahead and get this going. Amen. And my God, and just bless the Lord, my God, with me. Me, Mother Helen, go ahead and step on in. Come on, my God. We're going to bless the Lord this day, and we're going to let our mother get ready to come on and give us our welcome. Amen. Y'all already know that Southern pie, sweet potato pie, apple pie welcome that you do here in the United States of America. Amen. It is a blessing, and it is, my God, geared up. And I also want something to do something for you. I want you to do something for me today. Amen. I want you to get a pen and paper and books. I got something I want to bring to you. God, get me geared up and get ready to teach on this series. Amen. Engaging the Spirit. Engaging the Spirit. It's really going to bless you all, and definitely going to bless you today. I'm so excited, because guess what? I can tell you this, dear God, up to something. I'm just not saying it out of theory, just not saying it out of emotion. I'm really saying it, amen, because, my God, you look in your life and you can see what information God giving you and what he's dropping or depositing in your spirit that is a sign of signification that God is up to something. Amen. God bless you, our very own Mother Helen. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle. We brought this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Good morning, everyone, under the sound of my voice, on behalf of Apostle Temple Spencer, Queen of the House, a lady elect Lakeisha Spencer, the entire ADM family. We welcome our international visitors, United States of America, our local visitors. We welcome you on this first Sunday in the new year. So we want you to sit back, relax, fasten your spiritual seatbelt, and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. God bless you, Apostle, back in your hands.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you for that beautiful welcome. Like always, amen. It always beautiful. We thank God for her. Amen. And we're going to go right into our prayer. We're going in our prayer with our very own evangelist, my God, Nita Plantan. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle, and everybody under the sound of my voice. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, Lord, just thanking you, Father, that you, Lord, only you, brought us into a new year, Father God. And we're just so thankful, Father. We just adore who you are, Father. We just want to let you know that you're more than wonderful, Father. You're miraculous, Father. You're our everything, Father. And we just love you unconditionally, Lord, because you didn't have to do it, Father. And for that, Lord, we just surrender our all to you on today, Father God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to just give us a clear mindset, Father, a clear heart, Father God, to receive the Rhema word that you have for us, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you continuously pour into Apostle Temple, Father God. But most of all, we thank you, Father, for him receiving, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, for each and everything that you have done in our lives, Father God. Just the very breath that we breathe, Father God. And Lord, as we go on and we embark into this new year, Father God, just know, Lord, we're coming in withholding nothing, Father God. We're giving you our everything, Father God. Withholding nothing, Lord. We're decreeing and declaring blessings, Father God. We're decreeing and declaring healing, Father God. We're decreeing and declaring prosperity, Father God. We're decreeing and declaring your unfailing love, Father God. We're decreeing and declaring, Father, that we shall not look back, but we shall move forward, Father God. We are decreeing and declaring, Father, that we shall stay in your presence, Father God, and allow you to just continue to lead us and guide us, Father God. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to create the atmosphere on this morning, Father God, so each and every person could be in a place, Lord Jesus, where they're able to receive, Father God, and believe, Lord Jesus, the word that is coming forth, Father God. Lord, let nothing hinder, nothing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, what you're about to bring forth, Father God. Holy Spirit, I say move everything in the name of Jesus out of the way and have your way. Let your Holy Ghost power consume each and every person that's on this phone, Lord Jesus. Lord, let us just do it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we praise your holy name as we sit back and we receive the blessings that you have for us on this first Sunday of January 2021. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. We thank Evangelist, my God, for that wonderful prayer. Amen. To unite us and engage us. Amen. And most of all, I thank God for you and you and you, peoples of God, that is hanging in there. Amen. Some of you, amen, you had a discouraging year crossing over, but guess what? You did not lay there, but you got up and you kept pressing on. So I just want to thank God for each and every one of you, because your life is blessed. Amen. It's not about the things that you accumulated or the things that you gathered together, but it's about you looking at your life. You are a overcomer. Amen. If you don't believe so, if you got a mirror or even if you got a cell phone, put the camera on yourself and begin to see that you are a overcomer. Amen. And we just thank God that we could do all things through Christ who strengthened us. I'm telling you, amen, and I hope you could be able to tell yourself and believe it, that you are, my God, more than a conqueror, amen, and we could do all things through Christ who strengthened us, amen. We thank God for encouragement, encouraging words, amen, for brothers and sisters, but most of all, I thank God for the strength that he brings and that he gives to us, amen, amen. So we just want to bless the Lord and thank God, my God, for what he is doing. Listen, we're going to go ahead and move to some announcements real quick, amen, and we just want to continue to uplift the God. Listen, first of all, I just want to thank everyone of the contribution and givings that those that have been given, amen. You make it possible for we as a ministry and as a family be able to support and take care of our own family members, amen. We are not trying to be separated from the body of Christ, but at this point, this is the piece of the body that God gave us to be good stewards over and also to look over. And we want to make sure we do an excellent job. Please pleasing in his sight, amen. And it's all about, amen, us as a church community, amen. So I thank God for you all. It's making it possible to help families and help different ones, especially in this hard times, amen, that some might not be able to receive a stimulus check or anything from the government. But you're making it possible that we have the resource and we can be able to be a blessing to each and every one. So thank God for you all that doing your part. We're going to continue to do our part, what Scripture declares and what the Bible declares, for us to do our part, to do our part. Amen. That's what it's all about, because we want to keep the hand of the Lord and the blessing of the Lord upon us. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm excited about that, because it is so. It is so. Everything that God said to you in your life, it is so. Listen, also on this Tuesday, everyone that's sent a test out to pastor and stating that you want to work in a part of auxiliary or do a special part, we will be having a meeting at this Tuesday around about 8 o'clock. Amen. So please, my God, be tuned into your line, tuned into your phone. We will call a meeting at this Tuesday at 8 o'clock. And that's just for pertaining to everyone that wants to be a part of something and want to do something. Amen. This Tuesday. Amen. Amen. And no, it's not too late. Amen. Some of you probably got to go back in your secret place. Amen. I understand. But if you do want need so, please recontact us and send it out to pastor. ADM test line, the 707, that is a private test line. It's come directly to me and First Lady. We the only two that sees it. Amen. So when anything that you need to share, anything that you want to contact us about, you can use that test line. It is a private test line. Amen. Here comes First Lady, the rest of them now.
Good morning, ADM. Happy First Sunday 2021. This is going to be as a possible minister, if you all are wanting to step it up a little bit and take your leadership level to the next, take your leadership skills to the next level, it is not too late. We have a lot of areas where you can be of service, and it's a good opportunity for you to increase your capacity, increase your skill set. We're just asking for willing vessels to step up. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be experienced. You just have to be authentic, and you have to definitely be committed. That's definitely the first step, just being committed, because we don't want anybody that's coming to say, oh, I want to step up and lead this, and then 2 weeks down the line, somebody say something, and you want to drop off. But we don't really want that to happen. We want you to be committed, and we want you to stay the course. So that's all you have to do. That's the qualifications, is be committed and be authentic. So that's I just want to kind of reiterate his again. If you want to join, you have enough time to just send text where you want to, or where the Lord leads you to put. I think that's more befitting. But without further ado, I want to shout out to Miss Speaker as we celebrate her 40th birthday. I know I don't have my birthday crew here, but happy birthday. Happy birthday, Miss. That 40th is definitely a milestone. Tomorrow is her actual birthday. But we want to start celebrating today. A big deal. We are thankful for her. The Lord used her, and we just see her growing and levels that I'm almost put for a past. So we want to encourage her. If you all want to go to her, feel free to go. Or melt off. So, Minister Creed, a happy birthday. But work go on, continue to stay encouraged. Continue to let the Lord use you, because you have not even seen the best that is yet to come. We love you. Back in the hands of the apostles.
Amen. We just thank God and we just give him the glory. Amen. On today. Amen. And we just magnify him and keep lifting him up. Keep going, keep pushing, and keep staying strong. Amen. We want to make sure everyone, please, I want you to be able to plug into everything that is going to be taking place this year. Amen. I want you to be able to plug into it. I want you to be able to tap into it. And I want you to be able to support individuals. That's one of the things that the body of Christ, that the body of Christ have a problem in, is supporting. Amen. The moment they don't like something, the moment they see something, they got a problem of stepping back. But when their time is, that's everyone to be supportive with them. Don't be two-faced. Amen. Let's be one way. Amen. That way we'll be able to reap the things that we sow, and the things that we want to reap is always the good thing that God has for us. Amen. And we just give God the glory, and we're going to continue to give him the praise. Amen. I know many of you are very excited about the things to come, and many of you are excited about what things is going to be, especially what the expectation for this year. Or 2021. You have so many people they'll try to, especially in the spirit realm, try to tap into the spirit or tap into this here and try to hear words and prophecy, different things and all this kind of stuff here, and different things that have come to pass. But the first thing that I want you to engage in, and the first thing that we need to be as peoples of God to tap into, is the first thing is tapping into our own life. Amen. You need to tap into your own life. So many people try to tap into every realm and all this realm that God never called folks to do, amen, to where their whole life don't pass them by. Let's be honest, my God, with some things, and I don't mean to be rough with it, but I just want to be honest with some things. If we look back on the year of 2020, amen, let's be honest on some things. A lot of things that we took for granted, a lot of things that we played around with, a lot of things that we, my God, did not accept, and we began to push away out of our life or whatever the reason were. It was a lot of things that we did not take accountability for. So it never was the year. The year is just a number. It's just dealing with time and organization of this government system, of this world system, amen? So it never was a year, amen? It was based upon our decision makers and the different things that we've done, amen, and the different things that we don't accepted and brought into our life, or we did not accept responsibility or have accountability in. Let's be honest with this thing, amen, because honesty is the key of success to go into a new direction. Pastor could come on here all day and talk about paradigm shift. I could talk about you finna get ready, give your first fruit and all that good stuff that is going to be messages going around all over the world, my God, pertaining to that category and that area. I just want to let you know something. I don't get into the hype of the church community hype. I get into the realization of the things of God. Y'all hear me? Amen. Because at the end of the day, you can give whatever first fruit that you want to give with money or with different things, but let the truth be told. If you have not made no change within yourself, you are already given a contaminated fruit. Amen. It's no sense of trying to give something to have the expectations of holiness to where the true expectation is the reality that I struggle with every day. Amen. And trying and hoping that somehow that something will magically take away. Amen. But the truth be told, amen, that we keep going into year after year, time after time, with the expectation, closing out one year, coming into another year, closing out another year, this is going to be my great year. Closing out that year, I got expectation from this year. Closing out that year, let me sow my 1999 seed offering, amen. Closing out one thing, amen, and still trapped into the same dimension to where we realizing that we are still trapped in. Y'all hear me this morning, amen? The same place, amen, but we just put a fragrance on it or begin to stimulate our minds, amen, to where I'm not going to be in this place, but somehow the reality catch us into a place that we still trapped in. Y'all help me out this morning, amen. So we have to come to the realization that it's my decision making. If I need things to change in my life for the better, all I can do is look at 2020 as a lesson or a year of learning lessons, amen. A year that at the end of the day, no matter how I try to do things my way, it will not succeed or will not prosper into the things things of God. It's a year to where we can look back on, amen, and have a testimony that when you do it God's way and walk in God's, my God, God's way, amen, regardless of how it feels like, what it looks like, how it go against your grain. I want to say that again, how it go against your grain or how uncomfortable it might make you feel, that you can walk into a blessing in the midst of a recession or in the midst of a pandemic, amen, that God is a keeper. His word is true, my God. We can also look back on 2020 and realize that God is still in the healing business. My God, God never stopped healing because of a pandemic, because of a recession, because of the world is shut down. God never stopped delivering, my God, because of a pandemic, because of the world done shut down. God never stop, my God, providing because of these situations that happen in one season or in one term, amen, because of the world situation, amen. One thing about in Christ, I love the scripture to where it declares that I am a new creature in Christ, amen. All things are possible. I want to let you know something, that if you have not know it by now, that you are a new creature in Christ. It's just something. Some of us, we need to go into the wash tub and realize that I'm the one that is bringing built on something new, my God, and God has already done the new things with me in my life. Can I get an amen? ADM quiet this morning, but that's all right, amen. So we have to understand that no matter what the tradition may do, especially crossing over into a new year and crossing over into a new time, the outcome that is what's going to happen, my God, is not a, my God, an outcome that is where it's so fictional. And so it's not the facts of with my life. The outcome is the facts of what I decide of my today. Amen. I want everybody to take a few minutes and get ready to give your first fruit. And your first fruit that you're going to give to ADM is your first fruit, that the outcome that you want with your life. Y'all about to hear me. The outcome that you want with this year, your expectations that you want to achieve this year, where you're going with this year. Not only, my God, spiritually, because we will stop it right there spiritually, but yet we don't have no natural accomplishments. Y'all about to hear me. One thing about the spirit realm. The spirit realm is a realm of producing. It's a realm of manifestation. Not only are you going to see a successful outcome spiritually, but yet it will bring balance in your life naturally, and you will also see a successful background. Amen. So many of us, we sow into the spirit, so we into the spirit. That's why, let me get into this a little bit. That's why many of you got good discernment, but you cannot discern anything naturally. What are you saying, Pastor? You can discern all kinds of stuff spiritually. You can discern this spiritually. You can discern that spiritually. But yet we cannot discern the different things that God is trying to do in our life naturally. So we do reap what the Bible says, and we are reaping spiritually. And spiritually, we are super rich. Amen. Many of you are super wealthy. Many of you are super rich. But no articulation from the natural realm into the supernatural. Y'all better talk to me this morning. I know this heavy loaded, but I want to scratch you, amen? So no manifestation from the spiritual realm into the supernatural, to where I'm not just speaking these things, I'm living it. I'm just not declaring these things, it's manifesting. I'm just not engaging into the spirit realm, but the spirit realm is moving, amen? My God, before I get into a thought, the spirit realm done been activated and I'm been moved, amen, on the behalf of the request that I am releasing into the spirit realm of God. God did something very awesome to me this last year, 2020. He showed me another place in the spirit realm. Now, this place in the spirit realm was in the second dimension. The second dimension is the princes of palaces and the rulers of darkness, amen. He showed me a place, my God, God, in the spirit realm where a lot of saints is held in captivity. My God, in that dimension. Now watch this. The place of the captivity is not the place that we define. Well, we define that as a place where you are locked, isolated. These spirits just got a stronghold over you. No, sir. It's not in that place. I was even, my God, blown away when he showed me this place myself. Amen. And he told me to just go back and warn the saints of God about this place and let them know, my God, the reality is. Now, this is a place to where even demonic forces, amen, they begin to imitate heaven. I'm going to say that again. It's a place to where in the second dimension where the demonic forces begin to imitate heaven. You got to understand that the demonic forces, amen, that's the place that they came from is where heaven. So the demonic forces set up a place that imitate heaven, and it brings an interception, amen, with people prayers, with people declaring, with people decreeing, and also what people sees in their dreams, the prophetic words that they have, prophecies even that they give, amen. It intercepts that place because at the end of the day, that place is, my God, is a familiar place to where people think that they don't touch heaven, but you really touch a demonic realm. Pastor, how can you explain that? That is heaven loaded. Well, let me tell you something. Anything that is prophetic speaking in your life, or you prophetic prophesizing, or you said God said it, and God, and you never seen the manifestation of it, baby, you are speaking from a dimension that it was not of God. Why? Because God says, I'm a man that I shall not lie. Y'all better help me here. Nor a son of man that I shall repent. Everything that God says, he don't have to wait to another year, another season to bring forth manifestation in your life. God could do it at a twinkling of an eye. Y'all about to help me here. So many saints, we don't got satisfied into a place where I'm just going to sit and wait. Baby, let me tell you something. The Bible declares that the windows of heavens are open, and my God, and God shall pour me out a blessing where I don't have to have enough room to receive. So we have to understand and wake up that some of us are floating in the spirit realm that is set up to imitate heaven, but yet it's not of heaven. Amen. Because when we take a look back on our life, it's not the devil. Because how in the world that we tap into the place of heaven and the devil still got the power to hold your finances, still got the power to attack your family, still got the power to attack your body and be able to succeed? My Bible tells me that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violence take it by force. My Bible also declares to me, when the last fight, when that third, my God, tried to come up against the kingdom of heaven, they got put out without the eviction notice. They got put out right away. So it's already, other words, the enemy is already been what? Defeated. So it's something else that is going on. I just want to put a little bug in many of you ear. You better stop being careful of who you listen to. And they say, God stop me. God said this. God says that. And I'm talking about people that is an influencer in your life and that you don't accept it, but yet they don't have nothing to produce or nothing to show forth. Amen. We don't need to be around here with misconception, misskewed up words, and misthings because they got a gift of preaching and they make the hair stand up on your neck. They assimilating some mentally or mind emotions that it signals some electronics, my God, electrodes in your body, causing goosebumps, and it's not of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking here, amen, that causing some reactions that is something that is stimulating where an R&B singer can master that and make your hair on the back of your neck stands up because what they're saying is so good. Y'all hear me? Amen. But we want to get caught up into the production and the reproducing of the spirit realm in our lives. Somebody need to say or tap in or send a test that I am blessed. I'm almost done. It's just an introduction. It's just an introduction. A couple of things that we need to understand, my God, because God want to take us and want us to have the ability to engage in the spirit. Amen. I truly believe that if the saints of God is able to engage into the spirit for themselves and don't engage into the second, my God almighty, manipulation movement that is set up to be trickery to you, amen, and set up to be a place that is really unrealization to where it's bringing a lot of prophetic words, but you having, my God, to little or to none manifestation. You cannot take me from that place because I don't see God, my God, in 2020, don't bless my God almighty in the midst of a world crisis. It's nothing that anybody could do to take me away from that place, because when you don't enter into a place with God, that's why I declare and decree, my God, on this year, that it's not so much of the things that you want in the natural, but it's so much of things that you're going to come in the natural in the place of God, amen, where nobody cannot take it away. I'm going to show you that in just a few minutes. One of the 12 things I want to share with you, 11 points, and I'm not going to get them to them today, but it's going to be over a period of time. One of the things that we have to do and understand for us to engage into the spirit of the Lord and engage into the right thing is obedience. Y'all about to hear me. One of the things that we have to do as saints is obey. What is the form of obedience and what is the form of obeying? First of all y'all church hoppers, I want to talk to y'all for a second. All you church rebellion folks, all these church that you don't came into these people's house, the leadership house, and you don't made your commitment, you don't came into the connection of them, but yet you want to start foolishness, but yet you want to rebel against every word that they want to speak out of their mouth, that it hits you. Long as it hits somebody else, you got an amen and a hallelujah and sha-na-na-na. But the moment, my God almighty, the shoe roll across your own foot, you got a problem. You got to get everybody on your side. You got to bring division in it. This going to be a season to where God finna draw a sword and all that finna be cut off. No longer he going to allow his saints and the souls that trying to serve him. Man, I'm back over this again. No longer he going to try to bring, my God, his soul of his people that is trying to walk up holy and have a good relationship with him, with your demonic worshipers in the second heavens. Amen. One of the things that we have to understand is obedience. That's why it's better not to make a vow. Amen. To where you make a vow, then you begin to break it. Amen. If you just want to be rebellious, it's best not to connect with anything. Just be your own floater, be your own person, do your own thing, amen, because you'll be subject up under the rules and the laws of God. I tell anybody quick, if you just don't like it, you can't get along, you don't agree what they saying, don't you sit there. It's good to just give your resignation and say, I will be dismissed, thank you, because at the end of the day, you are governing, my God, up under the all obligations in the rules, my God. I don't care about the government or what you want to say about it, amen. If the government puts some rules out, it ain't about what you think, it's about what's going to be enforced. And if you want to break it because you don't believe it, I just don't believe it should be like this, I just don't agree with that there, well, you go ahead and break it, because the moment you get caught, that's the moment, no matter what you believe in, judgment will going to be what? It's going to be in the courtroom, in a state of law. Y'all better talk to me right here where you at, Norway. I don't hear you, my God almighty. Another thing that we have to do, number two, the second point I just want to hit real quick, and I'm not going to stay there, is believing in the facts. Believing in the facts. So many of us, we don't been taught how to lie, how to do church lies, how to do church stuff, amen? And so many times to where, my God, what we saying is not the fact, it is a lie. My God, I pray that this year we'll stop telling people that it's going to be all right, and you know for a fact that it's not going to be all right. Stop trying to be the encourager and somebody patting somebody on the back, and you're watching their life going to hell. You're watching their life going to a slump. You're watching their self going to a place, my God, to where the enemy attacked. I'd rather for you to be mad at me before I even lie to you. Y'all about to hear me. I'd rather for you don't want to talk to me or dissociate yourself with me before I lie to you. No, it's not going to be all right. Long as you keep playing with God, long as you keep touching and playing with things, no, your life is not going to be all right. Y'all got to stop, my God, feeling some type of way. I just don't want to be the bearer of bad news. I don't want to speak that on nobody. Baby, what you speaking on anybody? That's their life. That is what's going on. That is the fact of their situation that is going on. Another thing that we got to understand and stop speaking out our mouth, stop speaking the lies out our mouth, even over our own life, because somebody told you if you're going to speak the truth and reality of your own life, my God, long as it's positive, it's great, but long as it is something that don't look like it's positive, it's not great. Don't believe that. You know you got a negative $100 in your account, and now you're going to say, my God, I'm so blessed, y'all. My God, I see positives everywhere. Well, that's good that you see it, but at the end of the day, the fact is of it is you owe the bank some money. Y'all better come on here. Let's begin to deal with truth, amen, and stop dealing with this church, my God, almighty truth, that where it's really lies. Somebody need to say, get out of the second dimension of church worship that is set up to imitate the heavens, that the demons, the only demons, my God, celebrating lies, manipulating lies, my God, only God's people deals with the truth. At the end of the day, I'm not speaking poverty over my life, but I got to tell the Lord, Lord, I got negative in my bank account. I believe you could turn it around. Amen. I can believe you could do it, but I'm going to keep praying until I see the number increase, my God. And I'm talking about that, the number in the spirit realm, but I'm talking about when I go to the bank and see my bank statement, I'm seeing something turn around in my life. Come on, somebody. Number three, I got to get out of here. I hope I finish, amen. But if not, that's all right. I got another time. My God. Number three, my God almighty. My God, we have to be properly positioned in the spirit of heaven. We have to be properly positioned. Your position with God is very, my God almighty, great. It's very, it's a very key piece, amen. Your position with God, my God, is a very key piece to engage into the spirit realm. I've never seen so many saints of God that been exposed on every level of category, that we could go and do all things and do what we want to do, say what we want to say. At the end of the day, you know, God is still working with me. He's still dealing with me. Yeah, he's still dealing with you to get that mess up out of you. That's what he's dealing with. He ain't dealing with you to be a blessing to you. He ain't dealing with you, amen, to be a healing to you. He ain't dealing with, y'all got to come on. This year, God told me, he said, son, I want you to enforce the standards of my body. He said, yes, my God almighty, we have certain standards. We do certain things. My God, we shout a certain way. We walk a certain way. We talk a certain way. We don't go out and hang with certain things. We don't go out and be in certain environment. That's just the way of the kingdom. Ain't no sense of trying to fluff it up and toss it all around. That's what the Bible is. That's what the Bible declares. That's what holiness is all about. So we have to be properly positioned, my God, in heavens. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. So we have to be properly positioned. I'm not talking about being properly positioned with these naysayers. I never seen the Bible open up the fivefold ministry, my God, until Shade Tree Bootlegger Mechanics. It's not a position upon the fivefold, amen, or an internship, or a wannabe, y'all about to hear me, or somebody him not developed into full maturation maturity, amen. I'm telling you this here, amen. You need to be proper positioned. That means some of you that is trying to get to a place, you got to be careful which doctrine and which wind that you listen to turn here. You'll be stuttering along with your doctrine. So many leaders, yes, being exposed about their prophetic gift and about the prophetic thing. Now they trying to back up. I didn't say it that way. God didn't say it that way. What you got to say now and all that. Now the members on the defense, and they ain't even had anything to say about it. They just connected to the leadership. You got to make sure, my God, you're connected to the true vine, because you don't have the whole group moving over here. That doesn't mean that the big group over there is connected to the right vine. Y'all about to hear me up in here. Number five, we have to fight. We have to fight, my God almighty, in a divisive way, amen. We have to fight in a peculiar way, amen. We have to fight. I've never seen so many folks, my God almighty, say, God will fight my battle, but you don't mind calling somebody and blasting them out, my God, on a phone call. This day and age, they'll use social media just to blast each other out. Spouse to blast each other out. Family member blast each other
out. People just blasting each other out. My God, that is not, you already took the battle in your own hands. So whatever repercussions comes after that, it's not of God to bail you out. It's for yourself to clam out. Amen. Because you don't dug your hole. Can I go back to what Mama Nim used to tell us? Since you made your bed, it's for you to lay up in it. Amen. You get in your own bed since you don't lay it up in that bed. And because you don't went into that way, only thing God do, the Bible declares, and that's why I don't have pity on folks that get into destruction, because the Bible declares warning become before what? Destruction. So you best believe before something get exposed, they was already warned in the secret, regardless if they want to acknowledge it or not. I'm about done. Number five. My God Almighty, empowering in the Lord. Be strong. My God, don't be weak. Be strong. Don't be weak. You cannot engage into the things of God being weak. My God, being very undecisive, being very unforsure. I don't know what the Spirit is doing. I don't know, God. If you be go ahead and bless me, God, if you go ahead and bless me, what you mean if you're going to go ahead and bless? Out of one tongue you speak that I am blessed. Out of one tongue you speak that you are blessed. Now in another tongue you are speaking, if I'm blessed, I don't know. I don't know whatever it is. I don't care. In the midst of a pandemic, I'm still blessed. In the midst of a struggle, I'm still blessed. In the midst of a recession, I'm still blessed. Stop being undecisive and stop allowing undecisive people talk to you. Know who you are and that you are who God said you are. And there's not no doubt about it. I want to talk to the leaders, my God Almighty, just for a second, that I'm going to meet with you on Tuesday. Ain't no sense of you coming to the table being unforsure that I'm a child of God. If you unforsure, don't even come to the table. You got to come to the table knowing that I got a purpose in this, knowing that I'm a child of God. Nobody just didn't give me an opportunity to express or to show who I am until now. I'm going to walk bold and outrageous before the Spirit of God. That's number five. Number six, number says, we already know this one. Put on the whole armor of God. I deal with much of that, my God, in my God Almighty, the series. Number seven, fight by standing. Hallelujah. Fight by standing. I got to keep saying that. Fight by standing. We need to fight by standing. To stand means to withstand. To do what? To withstand. Stand. To do what? To whip. Baby, you ain't no sucker because they lying on you. You ain't retaliated back on them. You ain't no sucker because you got persecution coming in your life and you ain't going to go to the table and trying to deal with it. You keep walking with your head up. My God Almighty, guess what? That is a dangerous individual, my God, to stand against, to resist. Amen. Other words, I'm not allowing you to cause whatever you do to move me. My God, I'm not going to allow the enemy to move me. I'm not going to allow the enemy and what he put in my head to move me. I'm not going to allow different things to move me. I'm here for the Lord and whatever God says, that's what I'm standing on. My God, I'm out of death, for I'm going to resist. I don't care if you just talk behind my back. Baby, I'm going to show you love and I'm going to show you godly love, because why? I'm already in warfare. I'm just withstanding, my God Almighty, what you trying to draw out of me. I'm not going to engage into things, my God Almighty, that take matters in my own hand. I'm going to let God, my God, fight. I wish these saints stop lying, talking about y'all going to let God fight your battle. Well, you fight your own battles, amen. Stop saying that stuff, and you know you're doing it. If you're going to let God fight your battle, let them lie on you. Let them persecute you. Let them feel what they want to feel. You just keep your head up, walk in truth, and say these words, I'm blessed and I'm blessed. I'm blessed and I'm blessed. That's what you got to say, and just keep on walking. Number seven, I'm just about done. My God Almighty, that's fight to stand. And number eight, my God, the sword of the Spirit, my God, our offense or weapon. The sword of the Spirit is our offense or weapon. This is the word of God. The sword of the Spirit is what? The word of God. This section, this number eight, will go over many of your heads. Why? Because many of you thinking, my God, is what you quoting, my God, for what Paul says. That's just a foundational blueprint, my God, for you could tap into what Jesus or what the Lord going to say about you in your life. What is the word of God? Many of you still fighting on, my God, the words of Job. Many of you still fighting on the words of Paul. Many of you still still fighting on the words of David. Many of you still fighting on the words of Moses. But how many of you going to fight on the words of your name? Whatever name that it is you put in there. My God, fight on the name of Pastor Temple. Fight on the name of, my God, First Lady Seegers. Fight on the name of, my God Almighty, on different individuals. Well, what you mean by that, Pastor? Well, whatever God's promised and told you personally, that's the name that I'm talking about fighting. If he called Wanda out and told Wanda, saying this season that I'm going to heal you, Wanda, it ain't nobody, ain't no prophet need to come and tell you that. God and my God could tell you and reveal to you about your own personal life. Amen. And that's what you're going to fight on. Other words, when the enemy come in and say, this, my God, this up the hip and it take you out, you stand on the word of God. The word of God told me in this season that God is going to heal me, and anything else going to come in, it's not of God. You might as well get back and get up out of here, because what God said to me, it is for me. Number 9, I'm about done. My God, I'm out of praying in the spirit. My God, don't pray into our flesh. Amen. How in the world that we going to call ourselves praying into the things of God, but we filled with so much of flesh? A person that can deal with accountability and responsibility, that's a person got a strong level of flesh. Amen. A person that want to see us all their way, can't be told of nothing, that's a person got a level of strong flesh. Amen. How in the world are you going to pray in the spirit and night in the spirit, or get a word to give somebody in the spirit, to where you got so much of flesh where a doctor need to go in with their special tools and dig out that earwax? Amen. Because it's so crunked up and built up, and there's no way you're going to be able to hear the puritanness of God. Amen. We have to pray in the spirit without our flesh. That mean, watch this, you all, I know it ain't going to make some of you feel good right now. That mean when I get an answer from God, not all the times they're going to agree with me. Amen. Because my flesh, my God Almighty, when I begin to resist my flesh or beat my flesh, it's in a place to where it's not agreeing with me. Amen. So other words, different answers might come from God. He might got to tell you to sit down. He might got to tell you to hush up. He might got to tell you, my God Almighty, put a zip on it. He might got to tell you some things, my God Almighty, that you might make you mad. But at the end of the day, it's not about your flesh. It's about what God is trying to do with you. Amen. Number 10, the words of the testimony. Amen. Many of you, your strong weapon going to be the testimony. My God, where God done brought you from. Can I just shout a little bit? Can I just give God the glory a little bit? Can I just praise God a little bit? Well, let me just praise him a little bit. Pastor do have a testimony. We have many of them. Amen. But I just want to share you with this. When somebody told us that it's impossible that you can open up a restaurant in the midst of a pandemic, not people going into buildings, not people going into different things, but I heard the Lord at the beginning of January, it's going to be a season of entrepreneurship. I'm just a leader that I just don't want to lead by the words that we say, but I just want to lead by the actions that we do. Anybody can have the gift of gab and tell you this, but it's only a very select people, amen, can actually walk the walk that they're talking, amen, and never seen, my God, a day yet that God have not, my God, I'm not selling out in that place. Finances, my God, God is blessing. And it's not because, my God, everything has to do with our ability natural, but it's a lot of things that we've done spiritually to bring the roll call in. All we have to do is position ourselves to let folks know, baby, I'm talking to somebody. When you don't did everything and walk upright before God, you don't have to do anything but do what? My God, position yourself to let folks know that you are there, and guess what's coming? Everything that you sold is coming back. It's coming back. It's coming back. That's why, Pastor and First Lady, we are givers, because God, we send God to do exceedingly and abundantly of all things. Don't you worry about what somebody got to say about you. Don't you worry about how you feel. Don't you worry about what they're telling you you cannot do. Don't you worry about what they're saying is unreasonable, but what God said. I just had to pause that right there. What God said. The word of your testimony, the word of this. Many of you are going to have a plenty of testimonies this year. They're going to say you're not going to be able to be approved for this, and God's going to say otherwise. They're going to be able to say you ain't going to be able to get this, and God's going to say otherwise. I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus. My last point. Fight. You fight not caring for your own life.
your fight of the words. If God said it, if God don't told me, I'm not finna sit here. My God, I'm going to give every breath. I'm going to give every ounce of energy. I'm going to press. If God said I'm healed, I'm not going to just sit here and lick my wounds. Say, Lord, I got an ache here and an ache there. If this going to be my last breath, it's going to take my last breath. But my God, hoping and believing, walking in faith that what God said, that's what it's going to be. It's going to take, God said this year, it's going to take radical. Don't you get relaxed, because it's going to take radical faith to see the manifestation. Amen. That's 11 points that I want to share with you all in the body of Christ, and I want to share with many of you. We're going to go in this season, but I just want to let you know, my God Almighty, if you are not ready to deal with self, you're not ready to engage into the Spirit of the Lord. If you are not ready, my God Almighty, to evaluate yourself, you are not ready to engage in the Spirit of the Lord. If you are not ready, amen, to let the Lord fight your battles, and you just hold your tongue, amen, and my God, and declare that peace be still, amen, you ain't going to be ready to engage in the Spirit of the Lord. I declare and decree that many things that God is going to put a set to, that's why God said, I need you to tap in, amen, because it's going to be a season to where you might not get a prophetic word, because he's setting the mouth, my God, of the prophet, but yet you can still declare and decree and prophesy what thus says God in your life, what thus says God in your home, what thus says God in your future. I got a question to ask somebody on this first Sunday. Is anybody in their house prophesizing what thus says God? I feel the Holy Ghost. Is anybody, my God Almighty, got their hands over your, my God, your results from your doctor notes, and you prophesizing what thus says God? Is anybody got their hands over their bank statement? Don't you wait on another revival and bring this stuff and lay it to the altar. Baby, take it out of your folder and put your hands on it and prophesy, thus says God. And God ain't going to use nobody else. He's going to use me in this day and hour, my God Almighty. I shall work, my God, by faith and do the things of God. Hallelujah. 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 We got 11 points here. 11 points that I'm really going to dig into as a series. Today was just a introduction, getting ourselves ready for what God going to scratch our life and bring us into, so we can keep walking into a place of blessing. It's going to be rough, but if you can endure and go through that process, you're going to be able to engage into the things of God for your life. And you ain't going to be on the sidelines hoping and wondering, but you'll be in the field producing every promise, producing everything that God says is going to be so in your life. So many people don't get discouraged with prophets and with this and with that because of 2020, that God exposed many things, and he's going to be doing a lot more exposing this year. And it's not all about leadership. It's going to also be in the sanctuary with the sheep. But you can begin to hear God from yourself. I push this so much at 6 a.m. about you hearing from God. And sometimes you, God will give mentors and governors that he applies in your life to help polish you up. So many people cannot accept accountability. So God leave them out there, and they continue to worship in the second dimension that is duplicated to represent heaven. It represents to answer as heaven, represent to allow you to feel as heaven, to represent to allow you to even try to see things as if it's heaven showing you. And so many people be stuck. Then when you take a step back and look in your life, guess what? You haven't accomplished anything. You haven't produced nothing. And it seems like everybody around you is being productive, but you are not being productive. Now you're frustrated. I declare and decree that you walk out of that place. God dropped the scales from your eyes. The Bible says he will leave you to a reprobate mind. Well, that reprobate mind have a perspective that another mind doesn't have. So God said, leave them in that place. In other words, he left you in that place where you worship and falsely. That is not of him. Obedience is a place of God. Understand this. We don't change our standards. No, I cannot be in certain places. No, I cannot be engaging in certain things. No, I'm not going to present myself in a certain way, because I uphold the standards of the gospel. And it has standards. It has criteria. That in the guideline that I don't shy or stay away from. That my life is grounded. Your life is grounded too. Because why? When I need to call on him, I want to make sure I don't have to go through a process to where he's doing it. Hallelujah. I feel the spirit of the Lord, you all. Please be engaged and please stay in tune to these series that we're going to have going on. It's going to bless you. It's going to take you there. Amen. And I'm truly sure that you're going to enjoy it, and it's going to help grow your life. I don't want no one to call in. If you're led by God, that's one thing. And say, Pastor, we're going to get our first fruit. No, the first fruit that I want you to give in the spirit realm, having a vision and direction in the plan that you want God to do for your life. How you want God to mature you, to increase your capacity, increase your life. That's your first fruit. Give it to the spirit realm. Set your life up. Then let's begin to work towards it. Then we can begin to sow towards it. So many people sow into things without a vision, without a plan, without a direction. And guess what you receive? You receive what you gave into, air. You got oxygen. You receive it. So let's begin to receive and have a structured plan in our life. Some of us need to do better with our spending. Some of us need to do better how we handle our personal bills, our personal obligations. Let's begin to put this out there, or we're going to be able to accomplish. Amen. God bless you all. I hope you've been blessed. Thank God for you all. Thank you for tuning in with ADM Ministry. We thank you all. Be blessed. Stay tuned. We got series coming to help bless. Engaging this week. God bless you.